I'm Phil Pringle, and welcome to the C3 Church Global Podcast. Thanks for joining us today from wherever you are in the world. C3 Church Global is a family of almost 600 churches around the world, and this podcast is all about equipping pastors and leaders to lead healthy, growing, and multiplying churches. We are Christ-centered, Spirit-powered, and Connect-driven. Every week on this podcast, you will find new and uplifting content to strengthen you, equip you, and help you lead others into a relationship with Christ. You'll find a mix of devotionals that build your faith and your relationship with Christ, as well as rich and empowering conversations with leaders and friends in ministry from around the world. We also bring inspiring testimonies and updates from our pastors and churches throughout the C3 movement on the 64 nations that we're present in. Here's this week's podcast.
Hi, everyone. Well, you know who I am, Pastor Chris, and I just want to take this opportunity to wish you all in our C3 churches a most blessed Merry Christmas and a fantastic new year. 2025 is going to be absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, my message is around the Christmas story, but not quite. Let's get into that in a minute. But as we know, just concerning the birth of Jesus, let's go there first, it was not a quiet entry from the heavens. And I want to just read this wonderful text to you from Luke 2, verses 8 to 20 AMP. That's in the Amplified. Before I do that, I just want to say how wonderful it's been this year to come to so many of our churches and to meet you face to face, not just like this on video, and to hear your comments about the messages that we prepare and ask the Lord, ask the Holy Spirit, what should we say to our churches? And I feel it like this message, although it started off quite unusually, and I'll talk about that in a minute, it's kind of developed into this message that I've called Ring the Bell and Blow the Trumpet, which does sound very Christmassy, but I'll get into that in a minute. But this great scripture here, taken from the Amplified version in Luke 2, says this: in the same region, there were shepherds staying out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night, just an ordinary night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord flashed and shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For this day in the city of David, there has been born to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord, the Messiah." Isn't that awesome? "And this will be a sign for you by which you will recognize him. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Then suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, an angelic army to be sure, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among men with whom he is well pleased." Then the angels had gone away from them back into heaven. The shepherds began saying one to another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem to see this wonderful thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went in a hurry, off they went, and this is all the nativity scenes that you're going to be seeing in the next several weeks. Off they went, and in a hurry to find their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. And when they had seen this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were astounded and wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these things, giving careful thought to them and pondering them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had seen and heard, just as it had been told them. Wow! What a heavenly entrance. And yet, comparing that to the simple birth of Christ in a manger. And sometimes our experience is quiet and hidden like that when Jesus was born in a manger, for goodness sake, not a palace, just in very simple, humble surroundings. And then we have the heavenly declaration of him as Messiah. So Jesus was born as a human child, but he's now raised as the King of Kings. This Jesus, who is risen, not the little baby, is who we worship today, the triumphant Jesus Christ. So recently, as we traveled around our churches, our C3 churches in Europe, in one city, the church bells rang out consistently. They rang out to call people to prayer and worship and to state the time of day. But in my spirit, I began to hear another sound, a sound of urgency to us in the church. It's an inner sound, a bell, an alarm, a trumpet call from heaven heralding a new day. Oh my goodness, I just pray as I share this word this morning that you will begin to hear this sound and that the wind of the Holy Spirit will start blowing through your life as he is through the earth. Then only recently, again, we were hosting our C3 Global Day of Prayer here in Australia. And it was so amazing on the screen when we unmuted everyone to hear over 1,000 men and women, pastors and leaders and congregation members praying in their own language. And what a sound, what a glorious sound raised in a triumphant sound to heaven. And I heard the same urgency in our prayers, the same sound, a nudge, an awakening. When we were in Europe, I was sharing the seeds of this message with Pastor Lisby in C3 Imagine in Amsterdam. And she said, "Oh, I wonder what the Lord's going to say." And in my mind, I was like, "Yeah, me too." But this is how the Holy Spirit begins to stir us and speak to us. Sometimes it's in our heart, very quietly, very secretly, very intimately, before we bring out what the Spirit is wanting to say through us to the church. And this is my message here today. So here in Isaiah 52 verses 1 and 2, a well-known scripture, it says this: "Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion, put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, for the uncircumcised and the unclean shall no longer come to you. Shake yourself from the dust, arise, sit down, O Jerusalem." Oh, that's a bit up, down, but hey, it's a shaking. It's to wake us up, wake up, wake up. "Loose yourself from the bonds of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion." Oh, I love this. Have you ever, ever been woken up by the Spirit of God with something? You're not sure what he's saying to you, but it's something, and you get up and you begin to pray. You put on your dressing gown, you put on your slippers, you go out into the lounge room and you begin to pray in the Holy Spirit and ask the Lord what he is saying. And I hear this, the Spirit of God saying to us, "Wake up, wake up." We have a magnificent task that we are called to build God's church across the earth. And on the outside of the church, there is pretty much in society, as you know, chaos and people wondering what is the purpose. They have no purpose. And you and I are on the inside of the church. And let me say, we're not to stay inside the church, just enjoying God's presence for ourselves. And we are called to take it out and to take the message out. The Amplified Bible of the scripture says, "Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion, put on your beautiful garments." We are responsible to put on the power of the Holy Spirit, the spiritual clothing, the wonderful put on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a clothing of strength so that when we go out from church, we go out from the joy and the safety and the privilege of the house of God, we go out and our eyes are somewhat definitely opened. But you know what? We choose. We choose. We choose to either stay as we are or to be roused and to step up. I remember in Braveheart, there was a moment there when William Wallace had lost his wife and he was like in the plough of despond, and he kept on going to sleep so that he could have dreams of his wife who'd been murdered. And she comes to him in this dream and she goes, "William, William, wake up. Wake up, William." I can't do a Scottish accent very well. And he goes, "No, no, I don't want to. I want to be with you here." And she goes, "No, William, you have to wake up." And wake up he did. He did. He woke up. And of course, we know he led the Scottish army into eventual victory by following that voice on the inside of him, to rise up and to wake up. Many years ago, I was just a child and my mum was a cook at the YMCA camps in New Zealand. And it was a hot, stinking hot day and everybody had gone to the beach. And I don't know why I was there, but I must have been in the cabin. Mum was in the kitchen preparing for the dinner, I guess. And she smelt the smell and heard the sound. She went outside and sure enough, flames were licking up the side of the cabins and caught a light on the gum trees that had cotton and they were going pop, pop, pop. And what did Mum do? Well, she was there. All the leaders, everybody were down at the beach, asleep, not awake at all. But what did my mum do? She got the bell and she rang that bell. She rang it loud. She rang it proud. And all across the beach, people came running because it was the sound of danger. It was a sound of help. It was a sound of things are not right. And I feel that this is the bell. Like, church bells are great. And jingle bells is great. We have so many songs this season, jingle bells, the bells of St. Mary. But I'm hearing this other bell. And I remembered Mum ringing that bell. And what happened was it gathered the crowd. So I love that. So this is the sound of the bell that I hear in the Holy Spirit. And 1 Corinthians 14 says it in verses 6 to 8. Think, friends, if I come to you and all I do is pray privately, God to God in a way only He can understand, what are you going to get out of it? If I don't address you plainly with some insight or truth or proclamation or teaching, what help am I to you? If musical instruments, flutes, say, or harps aren't played so that each note is distinct and in tune, how will anyone be able to catch the melody and enjoy the music? Here's the bit I love. If the trumpet call can't be distinguished, will anyone show up for the battle? Woo! So the sound must be clear. We're sending out a clear sound into the kingdom, into our churches, into your heart to stir us up, to wake us up out of sleep. Wake up, sleeper, so that Christ will give us the great destiny that He has called us to.
Hey everyone, I believe in the local church. Ever since we started our church way back in 1980, we've been planting churches all around the world, in major cities, villages, towns, and we have seen ourselves plant churches now in over 60 nations in the earth. Last year, we planned to plant 20 churches and we ended up planting 45. This year, we're going to plant another 42 churches. I'd like to invite you to become a partner with us in this grand plan that God has called us to, planting His magnificent church all around the world. It's not an inexpensive exercise to plant churches. It costs a lot to support pastors when they're just starting out, and their families and their structures, their circumstances, renting houses, needing a car. And in some of these places, they're very poor. And we want to help them rise up and plant great churches in their nations. You can help us by jumping over to our website, C3 Church Global, and there you will find a giving section. And you can give towards helping us plant churches all around the world. I'm praying for you that as you give, the blessing of God will rest upon your life in abundance. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
I feel like this little message is coming at a time where perhaps we've sat down a bit too much. But I want you to hear this bell. This amazing bell that God is ringing in the spirit realm for us to wake up. And across our travels this year, hundreds of youth and uni students coming to the altar of surrender. There's a whole generation where God is ringing that bell. He's saying, wake up, step up. I was thinking about our OG global team people. Of course, you're looking at moi, the original OG pastor, the senior pastor. And I'm looking down the line at the next generation and the next generation, the children of our children who are to stand up and to hear this call. You know, We didn't even think that it was much of a price to pay, because we were so envisioned, and we heard the sound from the Holy Spirit to rise up and to let people know about Jesus. I don't know about you, but people are everywhere, and they don't know about Jesus. And who's going to tell them? You and I. We are the ones who are to be awakened and woken up so that we see the task, because we hear the call. We hear the bell ringing, the bell of destiny for others. It's an urgent call. Let's talk about the trumpet for a moment. The trumpet call in Scripture is really to wake us up. In Joel 2:1, I love this scripture. Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand. So rather than be lulled into sleep like William Wallace, dreaming of the past and dream, people say to me, how are you enjoying retirement? I'm like, retirement? Are you kidding? No way. While I have breath in me, I want to serve the Lord. And I hear this trumpet call, and I want you to hear the trumpet. I want you to hear the sound of this bell. I pray that this trumpet call will impact all of us here and cause us to rise up, to take a hold of the call of God. Those young people we're praying for, I know many of you will be listening to this message. You are on that altar call. Oh, the Holy Spirit comes on you. You weep, you hear the call, you feel a call. Now it's time to step into it, to do it, to be that young man and that young woman of the future who's going to be planting churches, in a team, leading Connect Group, bringing souls, bringing your friends to church, praying for them. Oh, my goodness, going, having meals together and loving one another. It's so marvelous. So until that great trumpet call comes, there is going to be a great trumpet. Oh, Lord, I think not yet, because there's another trumpet call, the trumpet call to wake us up, to bring in this mighty harvest. And oh, can you just imagine? I want you to imagine those in your family and friends who are not yet saved. They don't know Jesus Christ. It's time for us to ring that bell, to hear that trumpet call, and to bring them into church. Christmas! Oh, what a time to bring people into church. Bring them in. My own late father-in-law came to Christ on Christmas morning in Sydney while Phil preached. He stepped out of his seat and he gave his heart to Christ on Christmas morning. So please remember that God is calling us. He's calling us to the altar of surrender. Let's just open up our hearts today. And as the altar is opened up to you in our C3 churches, which is so wonderful to see the altar of surrender, the altar of seeking God, you know, it's on that altar of prayer and surrender that the Holy Spirit can speak to us, that we can hear that inner trumpet call and that bell ringing, Lord, and our response is to be, God, you know what? Oh, I want to do everything that you've called me to do. Strengthen me, and not in our own strength, but we come to the altar. And in closing today, I want to just pray over you with this scripture in Hosea. I love this scripture. It actually is a song that I learned many years ago in New Zealand when I was first saved. It's found in Hosea 6, verse 1 to 3. And it says this, come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us to pieces. Now he will heal us. He has injured us. Now he will bandage our wounds. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know what trials of affliction you've been through, or pain or loss, but here's the Lord. He's, when we return to him, he comes to us to heal us. And then the scripture goes on to say, in just a short time, he will restore us so that we may live in his presence, so that we might know the Lord. Let us press on to know him. He will respond to us as surely as the arrival of the dawn or the coming of rains in early spring. Let's just take this moment in these last 2 minutes. Could you just stand to your feet where you are in the house of God? The musicians come and your service leader come up on the stage, let's just take this moment to say, Lord, here am I. I'm willing. I'm hearing the inner sound of that call. And you know what? It's not just for young people. I see older people who are settled into retirement, that you're going to hear a bell ring in your heart. You are going to feel that destiny stirring in you again to be on a team for church plants somewhere else. Your knowledge and your wisdom is required. It's not all spent. It's refinement for you. And young people, oh, commit your ways to the Lord and let Him come. So the scripture says this, if you just lift your hands in the house today, He will respond to us as surely as the arrival of dawn or the coming of rains in early spring. The spring rains. He will come to us like the rain, like spring rain covering the earth. You know what that feels like? Oh, that feels like a new future. Spring rain is the promise of growth and fruitfulness. Spring rain is the promise of growth and young lambs being born and the harvest being brought into the house of God. So Holy Spirit, today I ask you to stir your people and speak to every man, woman, and young child under the sound of my voice today in the name of Jesus, that we will hear the bell, that we will hear that bell ringing in our heart to do all that you have called us to do through the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. If you're a pastor or a leader, we'd love to connect with you. Throughout the year, around the world, at our regional gatherings are a great opportunity for pastors to come and discover who we are as a movement. Or if you simply want to come and be refreshed and blessed, you're more than welcome. If you're interested, reach out at hello@c3churchglobal.com. That's hello@c3churchglobal.com. See you again soon.